Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Friday with Carl and Linda Bott, the 28th, the last day of February 2014.
I guess it is.
Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here today. The weather, you know, that we're looking forward to, a fabulous rainy forecast. We need it so much. And I heard this morning, the lake has come up a foot and a half. We're fabulously excited about that. 90% chance of rain today. It's going to be, 54 degrees, our high. It's 50 right now. Tonight is around 46, and throughout the weekend, rain. So, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning. And we are so excited about this segment of our show.
That's right. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Susan, how's it going out there?
It's going well. The stocks are in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 84 points at 16,356. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1859. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 20 points at 4,339. Active stocks this morning, Ford's down 6 pennies at $15.33. Teva Pharmaceuticals up 88 cents at $50.17. 3D Systems up $3.84 at 78.5. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 12 cents at 78.95. PG&E positive 17 cents at 43.56. And Bank of Commerce flat to trade at $6.06. Treasuries are down for the first time in 4 days. The 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.67%. For commodities, gold is down $3.20 an ounce at $13.28.60. Silver off a nickel at $21.29 per ounce, and crude oil off 18 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. You know what? You want to talk to people that know what they're doing. Obviously, Susan and everybody else that's been on the show from Wells Fargo Advisors knows what they're doing. Give them a call at 243-7561, then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Talk to that person that's going to help you with your retirement with those investments. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. I know our whole morning, we're very excited. We've got lots of guests on this Friday.
That's right.
The last day of February. But right now.
It's our pet of the week and with Spencer.
Good
Spencer,
morning.
Spencer, good morning.
Good morning. And you've got your little kitty there.
I do have a little kitty with me this morning. This morning I brought with me Twilight. Twilight is a 6-month-old black and white domestic short hair mix. Believe it or not, this cat has been in our shelter since December.
Wow.
Well, that cat reminds me of a dog.
Well, no, it's kind of
completely
like
completely domesticated.
It's hugging you, and it climbed up on your shoulder, and it's kind of like looking around the room, very, very bright. Yeah. How old do we think she is?
About 6 months old. Uh-huh. She's a little bit on the nervous side. She's really nervous anytime that we bring her into a new surrounding.
Right.
So she loves people, and that's why right now she's clinging onto my shoulder, you know, because that's where she feels safe at.
Yes, absolutely. You can tell she's just, wants to bond with a human.
Black and white.
Now, you have had a special, I think, going on for cats this month.
Correct. Today's actually the first day that it starts. We're doing a Cat Facts special to where you can come and adopt any certified pre-owned cat from us that has been in our shelter for a minimum of 30 days for only $20. That does include the... That includes everything.
That saved you right there about almost $100.
He's chewing on the wire, so let's be... you know, it's like a twine.
It should only do it once.
So Twilight is the name of the cat, and of course, Haven Humane, how have the adoptions been going since, with your pet of the week?
Adoptions have been going great. Every pet of the week so far is still, we're batting 100%.
Hey, there we go. And this one's going to go too. She's a sweetheart. Okay, how do we get a hold of you?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
This is just a sweet cat.
Now, I just have a quick question before we take a break. How do you pick pet of the week?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. I go through the day before, and I kind of get a feel for all the animals that we have at the shelter, and we all kind of have our own personal favorites there, and I like to go around and I ask all of the staff members their own personal favorites, and I like to choose that way, and also, you know, animals that have been there for a while that need that extra push. They all deserve it, but unfortunately we can only pick a few.
Right.
So money has nothing to do with it then.
Money has nothing to do with it.
Okay, just wondering.
Will this cat, will Twilight go to PetSmart when you do the circles of the PetSmart? Will you bring your pets there?
I think Twilight will be adopted far before she gets to PetSmart.
I think Twilight's going to go quick.
Today. Yes. Pink nose, beautiful, beautiful little kitty.
Absolutely.
What a loving little cat.
And for only $20 today.
She's just purring.
Yeah.
She's purring now. All right. Well, remember, if with Carfax, they're guaranteed for 100,000 purrs. All right. We'll be right back.
Thank you
Carl
so much.
Carl and the bot.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, right here in Northern California, in Redding, California. It's raining. It's 50. It's going to be raining. In fact, we've had so much rain that the lake's gone up a foot and a half. We're going to get a lot more. Southern California now is afraid of mudslides because of the fires. I mean, you know what? It's either get a drought or you get so much rain, it just, your whole, the mountain slides away from you. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Tobacco and Brew. Coffee with Espresso Joes. Any type of coffee you could possibly want there. Antes, caramel, macchiato, any of those, cappuccinos, espressos, any of those. Then you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices, and they have a full selection of e-cigarettes, which is your way of cutting back on the, nicotine habits. But they have it all there at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Today, Gary Catt. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Carl.
And you brought Fred Kelly Grant with you?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you're here to talk about?
Carb.
Carb. Good morning, Mr. Grant.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're peachy this morning.
It sounds like
So CARB, which we've talked about before. The Clean Air Resources. Right. What is it? Clean Air Resources Board?
Right.
And then, but it's not them, it's what they do.
Well, that's the regulations they put into effect, right. And it's basically causing a lot of the truckers here in Northern California to go out of business, that their trucks are no longer able to be on the road. And CARB has used what we call junk science to get to where they're at. And so what the city of Redding has invoked coordination with CARB to bring them to the table on a government-to-government situation to where we are equals, and then talk about the regulations, and then also talk about how that's harming our economy.
Well, what happened with when we went to the coordination? Didn't they turn that down?
Well, we've sent two letters to them. And they sent one letter back saying we do not have to comply with what you're asking. So now we have the answer to that letter, and it will probably be going out late this afternoon, sent to CARB, where we are going to prove to them that they do have to coordinate with us.
Okay, so Mr. Grant, you've been involved in these kind of things before.
Yes, sir, for about the last 25 years.
All right, so, you know, what do you see is happening here? I mean, the idea of a CARB is, the whole thing behind this, which is causing so much consternation, is having to change all the filters and maybe even the whole engines out of trucks that were built before, 2007?
Right.
Is it 2007? Mm-hmm. Is that correct? I mean, a diesel engine that's 7 years old can go for another 10 years easily.
Right.
Easily. I mean, they're out there for 300,000-400,000 miles with minor work on them. So when they do this, this is going to put a lot of people out of business.
Well, in essence, what's happening too, putting this filter on a truck causes the truck great problems. You're going to start having mechanical problems with it. But one of the biggest problems is a lot of the fires that we've seen in the recent, last year, is these filters get so hot, 2,400 degrees, they actually catch on fire. They'll start spewing particles, hot particles out of the filter.
Out of the exhaust?
Out of the exhaust. We had a problem down here by Anderson here not too long ago. There was another truck burned down on the Bay Bridge here, I don't know, 5-6 months ago. I mean, there's a whole trail of these trucks. So the filters themselves have problems.
If the state doesn't want to go into coordination, which they can turn down, is that right?
Well, they can turn it down, but there is a court proceeding that will order them to do it. And that's been done around the country. The coordination is a process that's set up by statute. It's set up in California statutes, too. That's where CARB's really missed the boat. They have national statutes that require them to coordinate with the city, and there are state statutes that require them to coordinate with the city.
Okay, well, you know, the fact they make this law, and they pass this edict, I mean, is it a law, or is it just their requirement? The regulation. Was it voted on by the legislature?
It was voted on by CARB. CARB staff devises the regulations. The CARB board of 12 people vote on it, and that's where they put it in place.
Who are the CARB people? Are they appointed by the governor?
Yeah,
I think so, probably. Yes. That's where they usually are, mm-hmm. and then they, so he can put anybody he wants on these boards.
Well, that's one of the problems with all these bureaucratic organizations. The legislature doesn't vote on the specifics.
That's what I thought, yeah.
They set up the plan. They set up the agency.
Yeah,
and then they leave it to the agency to go really, I was telling some of these folks last week, we've come 360 degrees since our revolution. Our revolution was over bureaucratic rule. It wasn't over King George. It was the bureaucrats. And that's where we are today. Bureaucratic regulations are hitting rural America in all 50 states.
Well, Kelly Grant has been doing this a long time. And you're out of Idaho, but you have been fighting for individuals' rights and the rights of people and businesses and communities for a long time.
Right. Right here in Northern California, for one.
Yeah. And, well, here's my, so where are we going then with this, Gary? What's the next step on this?
Well, the next step for us here in town is going to be tomorrow at the Redding City Council Chambers from 1 to 4 p.m. We're going to have a public meeting where folks, truckers and anybody else that wants to learn more about this come in, and then, Mr. Grant will be speaking there, and then we'll also take testimony from some of the trucking drivers that have had been caused problems, been actually forced out of business is what we're going to be.
So what kind of impact is this, do you think, Fred? Because you're talking to a lot of people, or Gary, what's the impact on business up here in California? I mean, you're talking millions here?
Billions?
Billions. Because after people get this fixed, they're going to pass this on to consumers, right?
Absolutely.
They've got to. But the main thing is having to do it. Like I know right now, and there's several businesses here in town that are, some of them have actually got their trucks parked.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because it's going to take a while for them to even get into this.
That's right.
Well, there have been some businesses in the area that went out and spent millions buying new trucks and getting everything to satisfy these regulations. And then I'll be darned if probably, I think it was back in the middle of January, they didn't receive a letter of some $50,000 fine because they didn't go far enough.
Right.
Now, I know, I understand that they didn't have to pay the fine. They had to hire an attorney and go through the cost. But it's just that CARB can do whatever CARB wants to do. The power behind the throne at CARB is not the CARB chairman or the CARB 12 members on the board. It's the staff behind them. Staff put something into effect and then they retroactively take it to the board to have it implemented. I mean, it's CARB is controlled by the bureaucrats, just as Fred was saying here just a minute ago. And this is what we need to get their attention, sit them down and talk about their regulations and then our economy.
But they know that. I mean, they know this. They already know this. And I mean, they know the impact it has on us.
Right.
They know the impact it has, but they don't care. They don't really care because, we're here to cut, this is our mission is to cut back, emissions to the year 1900 or something. They know that. So what good is this going to do?
Well, let me go back to that for just a minute. They do know that. They also know that that is their goal. It isn't just an unintended consequence. The goal is to impact rural America. That's a very important thing to them because they can't control the cities. And the real problem in any kind of air quality is the cities.
I would say that.
It is. There's no question about it. Let me tell you one other problem. Forest fires. We were able to prove in Wisconsin that a forest fire emits more carbon dioxide than all of the man-made emissions in the state of Wisconsin. And yet the Forest Service and others don't do anything about that. They don't regulate the Forest Service. The dying wood in the forests emits more than this rule will ever prevent from truckers. As a matter of fact, the evidence that they've based this on is 20 years old. There's no relevant evidence that shows that there will be any improvement of health with this rule.
So you're saying that when we pound them, we can pound them into submission with logic and facts.
Well, actually, in essence.
No, wait a minute. Can you, are you, Are you saying that we can pound them into submission with logic and facts here, Fred?
We can guide them into the right court where the judge can impress upon them the need.
Okay, now we're talking. Now, okay, this is going to go to court. This is what we're saying.
I presume, yes, that it will because it's too big. California needs to take the lead in this, and they need to establish this with the Environmental Protection Agency so that it can sweep the rest of the country. And my guess would be that what we have to do is set up the basis for showing that they have refused to coordinate. And coordination means not just sitting down and talking. The California courts have said what it means is a good faith effort to reach consistency with the city. If they don't do that, then we're going to have to go to court.
And having mentioned that too, Carl, if I could, I am the liaison from the city of Redding, being a councilman, to the Shasta County Coordinating Committee. And the Coordinating Committee is the one that's working on the...
I need you to move forward just a little bit because we're switching people around here. Sorry, Gary.
Okay.
All right.
The Coordination Committee is the one that is doing the work, and they're doing a fantastic job. And we mentioned going to court, which would cost money. The Coordinating Committee is raising the money. The City of Reading will not be putting any money up because we're so tight with money as it is anyway. But we're raising money from the outside to move this whole project forward.
You're building new buildings in there for the city, right?
Well, that's... You want me to go there?
No. We've only got 2 or 3 days. I'm sorry. It was cheap. It was cheap on my part. It's not right. Well, here's my whole thing is this. As everybody knows, I think everybody agrees on the fact that CARB is going to damage us. And, I mean, everybody does. I can't see how they can't. But is there anybody else pushing back in this, Fred, besides just the rural areas?
No. One of the problems is that, and we found this with the loggers in Wisconsin, the paper mills in Wisconsin, the fishermen, they're trying to shut down fishing on the Chesapeake Bay after 400 years of crabbing there. And the only people pushing back are the rural people because they're the ones being hurt. In the cities, they're making no real effort to do this. You know, I said 20 years ago, if you could show that Seattle and Portland would be hurt by some of the salmon recovery rules, we'd see an end to some of the idiocy in the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But the cities are immune. It's the rural parts of America that they're after.
We can say CARB, there's one of our questions. Jimmy, CARB is the California Air Resources Board.
Right.
They are a committee or a board. They've been appointed. They've been here who knows, forever. What they're saying, their regulations about cutting back on all the emissions by changing out all the filters and other changes they're making in diesel engines is in effect right now.
Yes.
Okay. And so that was the question. Yes, it is in effect right now, for our listeners. And we talked about people spent millions and it still wasn't enough on their trucks and how it's putting people out of business.
Well, there's one situation. Back in October, I went down to a CARB meeting in Sacramento and there was 45 people got up and talked about this. And they were basically truckers talking about how these regulations are going to harm them. Well, an individual got up. He's 55 years old and saying that after years and years, he finally was able to buy his own truck and have his own business. And then a little later on, a couple of years later, they were able to buy a home. And his wife had her first home that they owned. And they were going to lose the truck, lose the business, and lose the home very shortly by these regulations. So he gave a little presentation. Well, a few minutes later, it went to the board, and the board member started speaking. There's a board member from Southern California that said, oh, and to the gentleman that is going to lose everything, you should have planned better. You talk about cold. The fellow's losing everything because of CARB regulations and junk science to put the regulations into effect, and a board member has the audacity to turn around and say, well, you should have planned better. CARB changed the rules, not the fellow that went into business.
And if you look at that business about planning better, to comply with one of these trucks would cost a minimum of $175,000. Now, that's not something that the little trucker, for example, or even a middle-sized trucking company can even plan for.
Yeah, if you got 5, 10 trucks, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know, but you know what? We had people on our show 4 years ago talking about this. because they've been talking about this for a while, right?
Yes.
I mean, so we had people on here 4 years ago talking that this is going to destroy the trucking industry and the small truckers and even medium-sized truckers. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebott, Gary Katz here with Fred Kelly Grant, and we're talking CARB. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, any way you want it. You've noticed that we've had more talk and less breaks here. People like it. I like it. It gives you a chance to kind of get into a conversation without having to break. We still have to sell things, though, to keep the station on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees, rain today, rain tomorrow, I think. Rain. In fact, you'll see there's a guy out here, and I'm not sure, he's down in Palisadro, he's building something, and he's using the term cubits. You know, he's so many cubits long, so many cubits wide. You know, it's Noah. Yeah. Okay, Gary. Yeah. All right, Gary, are you here? Are you working with me, Gary?
I'm working with you, yes.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new, previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further. Reading Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue when they will make you the best deal in the North State? Your neighbor's making great deals for you, my friends. Not only that, but they have an outstanding service department. Give them a call at 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. I'm joined, not at the hip, but I'm joined by Fred Kelly Grant, a scholar and a man who fights for the common man, and Gary Cadd, a scholar and a man who fights for the common man. Okay. We're talking about CARB, the California Air Resources Board, who is appointed by the, and the all members are appointed by the governor, who then have these ability to make these regulations. They're not voted on. They just make these regulations and then they just issue them. I've coined the term, bureaucratic thugs. Right. You know, they're nameless, faceless, bureaucratic thugs. Mm-hmm. Because you have no recourse. I can go to Brian Daly and just, you know, stick a finger in Brian's chest.
That's
or
right.
Ted Gaines and stick it in their chest. And you know what? Yeah, they'll fight, but there's two of them.
That's right.
And guess what? There's only so much they can do because, hey, these are regulations and they don't vote on them. I mean, even if they could, they'd have to do something, spectacular to change these. So what we're talking about is these new regulations are going to put so many businesses out of business, so many trucking companies, mid-level trucking companies and smaller trucking companies, they're just not going to be able to do all the changes on these things. And here's the other thing from what I understand is they've made the changes and then they changed the changes. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Well, right. And actually the changes that they changed, the board hasn't approved yet.
Yeah.
The staff will go ahead and make the changes. This is where the power behind the throne is. The staff will make the changes, and then the board will retroactively approve it at a future date, which they're talking about now would be in April.
One of their tactics is to always have a moving target. You move ahead of where the industry feels that they've got to fight. You can be fighting at one point, and they're already ahead of you getting something ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be later fined for the regulation that's not even in effect at this time.
Because they backdate it.
Because
it's called infinite resources, that they have because they're using our tax dollars.
Absolutely.
You know what? Every time this happens, I'm sorry, my friends. Every time this happens, you know, people talk about the state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is about the state of Jefferson, it isn't having a separate state. It really isn't, is it?
No.
It's representation.
Right.
Being able to have a word in what happens.
Right.
That's right.
To this. People down south.
Table.
Yes, a seat at the table. And I'm not talking with your little nose just over the table. I'm talking up there above the salt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that place, that kind of spot there where you can actually have something to say about it. You know, and everybody's thinking this is cool right now, but if this swings the other way.
Yep.
You know, and how happy are the Dems going to be then?
Well,
Carl, you've got to stop like the joke, a seat at the table. But if you don't have a seat at the table, you're going to be on the menu, which is what is going
well,
on right
it.
Now.
It's exactly what's happening. So, okay, so now we're going to try to evoke coordination with them, but it's going to, because they said, well, we don't really have to. And if we have to go with every city in town, oh, we'll just never be able to do this. Well, of course.
That's right.
That's hockey.
That's exactly
Bull
right.
Hockey.
It's right because of the fact that they want to set one rule that's applicable everywhere. And you can't do that. Conditions in that the business situation in Redding is not that of Los Angeles. And yet they use Los Angeles just as they did in the redistricting. They redistricted California from Los Angeles. That's the thing that coordination was designed to help. It was designed to help local governments have an impact on what happens to them when it was first passed into law in 1976.
Well, so that's the bottom line. Okay, now where are we right now with this? Because we got about 6 minutes.
Right now, we are putting together, we'll finalize the letter to go to CARB. It's going to be the pushing format to tell them that they have to coordinate with us. So we're going to finish that letter off today. Tomorrow from 1 to 4, we will have a public meeting in the Redding City Council chambers. Come in and listen to Fred. He will describe how coordination works, and then also we'll take testimony from different folks that have been harmed by this. So folks, come and attend the meeting tomorrow. City Council chambers 1 to 4. Then Sunday morning, here, right here in this very booth again.
Back on KCNR.
That's right. We the people will have Fred here from 8 to 10, and then Sovereign Minds from 10 to 11 also here. And then, Monday night, Fred will attend the Redding Tea Party. Destiny Baptist Church on Bonneville Road. Starts at 6 p.m. And everybody is welcome to come and listen to the conversation. So in other words, we've got several different venues where people can either interact with Fred or they can listen to what coordination's about and where we're coming. Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good. And we're breaking out a new plan that will let grassroots people actually participate in what we're moving ahead with.
I think people have to realize that it's not, okay, you don't own a truck. You don't work for a trucking company. You don't work for a fuel company. You don't work for anything, you know, directly touched by trucks. But we are directly all touched by trucks because trucks bring in food and equipment and supplies. And if you realize that how much we rely on trucking is that it is going to impact on everybody. It is going to cost people money, a lot of money down in the future here. And frankly, as we do many things here in California, you know, this idiocy to say we have to use, you know, have what 20% by 2020 or 30, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that has to be by renewables when yeah. It's not ready.
Right.
It's not going to be ready by then. And then you have this. So what you're going to do is cut back on your fossil fuels so that can't keep up. And then we become a third world country. In California.
Everything you've just mentioned is going to cost us money big time because some of the trucking rates have already started to start increasing with what's going on already. So,
and the cost of gas is going up all the time.
People
don't seem to realize that.
And one of the things people don't realize is that the trucker and his family get haircuts. Their kids go to school.
Buy clothes.
It just goes down, right to the very bottom and to the top of the entire economy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it sounds like, today, from 1 to...
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
From 1 to 4, right. Reading City
Saturday.
Council Chambers.
Okay. And on Saturday at the Reading City Council Chambers from 1 to 4, we're going to be talking about this.
Right, then Sunday is
Read
the People's Sovereign Minds right here from 8 to 11.
Uh-huh.
And then Monday night, Reading Tea Party, Destiny Baptist Church on Bonneville Road starts at 6 p.m.
Fred Kelly Grant and Gary Cadd, thanks so much for being in with us today.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. You. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with talking about the latest thing happening in Anderson. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers for sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. Hey, you know, Anselmo's winemaker's dinner is going to be a week from today.
And Spare Change is playing tonight. And
Spare Change is playing tonight.
They'll be
there
from 6 to 9.
But the winemaker's dinner is something that they should be given a call to. 474-5546. It's absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. I don't even know if they have tickets left, but if they do, 474-5546. And tonight,
Spare Change.
Spare Change is playing.
You may want to go check out AnselmoVineyards.com because the website looks great. Yeah. You can see, and Charles Vallone is going to be there March 14th. So start marking your calendar. So some great music out there.
In this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It does what no other windshield repair business does. It can guarantee. Jeff Wurst can guarantee his work. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There.
All right.
Wow.
Do you know that every year, or here, let me repose that question. Every year, don't you remember that on July 3rd and July 4th, where are you? July 3rd, you've always been down to Anderson Explodes. Well, with us this morning is the head of the new division, or whatever you want to call it, the new organization behind doing the firework display July 3rd. And with us this morning is Baron Brown. And good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for
Welcome
having me.
Welcome to the show. Well, we were talking a little bit before we came back in about kind of a reorganization of what's happening with Anderson Explodes. Can you share with us kind of the backstory and where we're going now?
You betcha. In about 1994, there was a couple gentlemen that got together and decided that they wanted to do something in the community. So they started looking at fireworks and doing it there. It all started at Anderson River Park in 1994, probably established in 1992. Doug Hirsch, who you remember probably from the Anderson Valley Post, and then Keith Webster, a former mayor, got together and put a group together, and it's been done pretty much ever since through the Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Leading up, it switched over to the Shasta Fairgrounds sometime in there just because of fire danger and the trees growing. So last year, the Anderson Chamber struggled with getting people together and getting it all put together. So at the end of last year, after they had the fireworks, they decided they just couldn't put it on anymore. So they went to the Anderson Rotary. Anderson Rotary already has a ton of functions, which I'm a member of. But there was about five or six of us that got together and put our heads together and said, we want to keep this thing going. So we got with the chamber, and they said, we'll give you the seed money if you'll put it together. So
right.
We did it.
So they needed new manpower, new oomph, new, and that's what happened. So, you know, first of all, we commend you because it's a tradition. You're yes, keeping a tradition alive, and very much like you had said, that you traveled a great deal in your life, that you would come together on the third with your daughter and your wife, and this was some kind of tradition that you loved. You did not want to see it go away.
Absolutely not.
So you're kind of putting your money where your mouth is, man. You're out there leading the charge.
Well, that's easy to understand because Baron is a former Marine.
Hoorah.
Semper Fi there, buddy. Yeah, well, you know, you want something done, put a Marine in charge.
Yeah.
Right, Savannah?
So, you have a company. Tell us a little bit about your company, if you will, and then obviously that just kind of brings into light that, you know, you've been a Marine, you traveled a great deal in your life, and now you own this company called Spherion.
Spherion Staffing, here in Reading, a staffing company. We do light industrial, we do, clerical, you know, some things we don't do or construction, things that are super dangerous. But other than that, you know, we're always looking for people and we're always looking for companies to place good people.
So if somebody wants a job, they can come to you and you'll help place them.
Yes, 2650 Larkspur. Here in Reading.
Do you find that they're within, we have a tendency to see people who just have lost their ambition, a lot, and they, you know, and then you have the heavy people who, heavy hitters that are just very ambitious and want to put their hands in and get in there and get muddy like you're doing. And then, so what are you seeing right now? What's the trend with people walking through your doors saying, you know, are they really ready to go to work?
I believe they are. Yes. They've been out for a long time. These people have, and they're struggling to make ends meet. You know, just a few months ago, they stopped getting unemployment, because it ended. There was no more, extensions allowed. So these people really are struggling. They're taking anything, temporary, part-time, anything they can get, and they're constantly calling, looking for. You know, some things we've had happen, in the last few years is we lost a lot of light industrial in the community. And so those things have dwindled down, and so we have more people looking for more jobs and less jobs to give.
Wow. So. Do you help them recreate what they think that they may be good at? Can you open yourself up to perhaps a development in another kind of career?
Well, we can't, but there is the Smart Center in town, and they can help you do all of that. We do all the testing of all the employees, and we make sure that they get placed in the correct position. So that not only that they're successful, but that the company's successful. And that's what's important, that they're a good fit.
So we're talking about a few things here with Baron Browning, but the fact is that here's a man who's decided with a group of people, we are going to keep Anderson. Now what is it called? It's called Community.
For Anderson Explodes. Yes.
Community for Anderson Explodes.
Okay. Yes. So, all right. Now how can people, this is a great event. Everybody loves it.
They do. Yes.
Yeah. So how can people help?
They can get involved. We have a meeting every month, the second Thursday of each month at, Players Pizza at 6 p.m. That's the second Thursday of each month, Players Pizza 6 p.m. Uh-huh. Or you can give me a call. My number is 530-776-4964.
Something that you said that you were going to be doing differently this year is this is going to be free to everyone. You still have to pay for parking, which the money goes to
the FFA.
Okay, which is great. We totally support that. So that you just have to pay for parking. You get there, and then the event is free. You do not have to pay to get in.
Gates open at 4 o'clock. There's going to be a ton of different things this year. We're going to make a totally family event. There will be no alcohol, as there has in years past. The group decided that there was just a lot of trouble with that, and so we just decided there will not be alcohol. So there'll be a lot of, you know, bounce houses for kids, water slides, all that good stuff, and a lot of great vendors. And, of course, I don't know if you know, but the FFA and the 4-H also put on a barbecue that same night with about 2,500 people showing up for that. And a lot of those people are people that come in for our event. They go over and eat dinner there.
Well, that's great. It sounds like, okay, so you're doing all of this on sponsorships then?
Yes.
All right. So how are you doing so far?
We've gotten, of course, the 20,000 seed money from the Chamber of Commerce. We have a lot. We have five or six companies. We're just in the process of getting out letters to different companies. And if you would like a letter, you can either give me a call or you can write us a letter. We are at P.O. Box 1584, Anderson, California, 96007.
Okay.
So you're out there looking for the seed money now.
Yes, we are, very much.
Well, good.
And also more members. You know, if you want to come and get involved, please come on down. We don't refuse anybody.
You don't have to live in Anderson.
No. If you're a company and you're on the outside of it and you're, you know, part of, you know, this great vast community that we have, Cottonwood, Anderson, Reading, and you want to get involved, come on down.
Okay. We have some questions coming in about, you know, put your other hat on.
Yes.
Put your job hat on. I want to know, what is the market in, what's the job market in Shasta County nowadays?
The job market, it's getting stronger every day. We're getting more and more calls in the last 6 months than we have prior to that. It was really slow, but it's doing great.
Well, I understand that people like using people finders like this, you know, that take care of everything because they don't have to worry about background checks or anything that comes along with it. And if it works out, they can just shift over yes. To the job. And then everybody's happy.
When somebody comes and they interview with you, what kind of background check do you do?
It depends on what the customer wants. Some customers want the full gamut and some people don't care. And so we make sure that we place the, like I said earlier, the place the person according to the fit of their job. You know, what they seem to be really, really good at. People have a huge gamut, and some people have things that they don't even know that they can do really well. And so they end up finding those positions, through companies like ours.
We were talking earlier, Baron, do you have, veterans coming to you?
We do. Absolutely.
We're just hearing other things too. People looking for jobs, in some of the different places that are hiring people now. Okay, Baron, thanks a lot. How long have you lived here?
Since 2006.
And you came here because?
My wife graduated from Anderson High School and her parents live here.
Well, that's a good reason. And yeah. Where were you before this?
We were in Sacramento and before that I lived in Oregon.
Okay. Well, and then what was your job in the military?
Logistics embarkation. I actually worked for the Navy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? My son-in-law was in embarkation and logistics back around, he was down at Camp Pendleton. He was stationed down at Pendleton. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, look, thank you so much, for this. And
thank you for your service.
If I could just mention a couple other things.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
We have a couple great things coming up in the next few months. We've got a sandwich sale, May 3rd. Companies people like at Walmart, parking lot starting at 11 on May 3rd. You can pre-order sales. Again, same phone number, same address, all that good stuff. And then May 30th at the fairgrounds, we'll have a dinner. Dinner fundraiser. And we'll let you know more about that.
As we get closer to these things, you come on back on and we'll throw some PSAs out there.
You betcha.
And so that people can know about it. This is another great thing. This is a community putting it together and it's not costing people money. And I like what you're saying is you're really making it family oriented. You know, you're cutting out the alcohol, things for the kids. It sounds like something you can just go there and have a good time and, kick back and just kind of enjoy yourself. And I really like, that, y'all taking the lead in this and keeping it going
Thank you.
I really do. We appreciate all that and what you do.
And I appreciate all the members. They're just fantastic.
Okay.
Well, thank you again. Give us your, is there a website up yet? Or?
No website.
Okay, but you have a phone number and a P.O. box.
Yes.
All right.
My direct cell phone number is 530-776-4964. Our P.O. box for Anderson Explodes is P.O. box 1584. Anderson, California, 96007.
And our guest is Baron Browning, who is the guy that's kind of spearheading this with a lot of other people to make this another great successful time down there in Anderson. Yes.
Community of?
Anderson Explodes.
That's right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Baron. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. What can I say? Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We get them. We use them in that. And Alliance Heating and Air.
Yes,
they put in that tankless water heater, which means we can have unlimited hot water when we need it.
Aren't we the fortunate ones?
Yeah. Well,
after six years of having to boil water to put in the bathtub, this is great.
Hey, the amount of rain coming down, do we have our weather here?
Absolutely. It looks like we're at 50 degrees outside right now currently. We're going to have rain today. And our highs are going to be 54, showers likely tonight with temperatures around 46. Saturday and Sunday of the whole weekend, we have showers. So get ready, and isn't it wonderful? Pull your pads in, because I have my pads out, and then I realized it came raining down, so I had to pull all the pads in.
For
the chaise lounges and stuff. So anyway.
One of the chairs didn't make it. It is still out there. So, hey, you know what? A spotted owl was seen in Redding. Yes, that's right. A spotted owl, that very rare bird that is shut down logging everywhere in the North State, but it was seen in Redding. And so you know what that means? Do you know what that means, Savannah? Do you know what that means, Linda?
What?
When you see this? It means is that from where it was seen, for a 1,000-yard radius from where it was seen, there can be no longer using the roads, You can't use lawnmowers. You can't walk down the street. You can't do anything because it will impact on the spotted owl. So we have shut down a portion right now of Redding because the spotted owl was there. Did you know that? In fact, they're putting yellow tape for 1,000 yards around the spotted owl.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
It's a very rare bird that just flies in. You've seen a Walmart one day, too. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. Savannah's going, I hope it's not where I live. I'm sorry. Okay. Pop petition. It was just, now this is true. It's true about the spotted owl. Okay. I lied about, okay. I may have misspoke about the other thing, about it being shut down. But you know what? If it's so rare, why is it flying downtown here? They say maybe it's lost because it's just not, you know, maybe it's not one of those, maybe it's another lost, one of those lost illegal travelers that shouldn't be here. Hey, the pop petition was turned in. They've got enough. It looks like they may have enough ballot or enough people on it to have a ballot initiative in November on whether we should grow pot everywhere in Shasta County, including your backyard. I think that's part of it. You don't have to say it's okay, but you've got a nice backyard. We're just going to grow in it. I'm not sure that's going to work. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukraine's interior minister says Russian troops have taken control of two main airports in Ukraine's Crimean region. James Schur of London's Royal Institute of International Affairs says Russia is playing a dangerous game by working to influence Ukraine's future.
Using Crimea to block the new authorities in Kiev and establish a basis for reestablishing influence in the entire country.
And he says that could be something that would lead to escalating tensions. The interior minister in Ukraine now calling the move, quote, a military invasion and occupation. Also at SRNews.com, the number of Americans who signed contracts to buy homes was essentially flat in January.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index edged up 0.1% in January to 95. The index has declined by 9% over the past 12 months as sales momentum has faded. Higher mortgage rates, increasing prices, and a tight supply of homes have restricted sales in recent months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Economists say the slower-than-expected growth rate in the economy in the final quarter of last year can be linked in part to the bad weather in much of the country. A heavy rainstorm in Southern California could bring mudslides and flooding in a few towns in the Los Angeles suburbs. It's prompting a lot of work to try and prevent any mud flow from harming people's homes, like stacking up sandbags. Glendora High School football player Jay Carr says he's helping fill those sandbags, get a workout in the process.
Usually we would go into the weight room, lift some weights, prepare ourselves for the next season, but today we're lifting some heavy sandbags, putting them into some cars.
At about 1,000 homes in the suburbs of Glendora and Asusan have been evacuated. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am Son of God. February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theater.
The Senate on Thursday stopped the forward momentum on a bill that aimed to expand veterans' benefits. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more from Capitol Hill.
It was a $23 billion bill that would have boosted veterans' health care programs. It also would have provided veterans with in-state tuition rates at all schools across the country. But first, the bill had to clear a 60-vote procedural hurdle. And when it failed to cross that threshold, the bill's chief sponsor, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, vowed to keep on trying.
We're going to keep up the fight. And I want to thank all of those people who have supported this effort.
The bill also would have reversed a controversial measure Congress earlier approved to slow the growth rate of veterans' pensions. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The Government Accountability Office says the airline industry is going to need to hire thousands of pilots over the next decade, but it's not clear if that means there's currently a shortage. Some regional airlines do report some hiring difficulty, but they pay less than the major airlines. This is SRN News. A couple of southern states could soon benefit from an oil boom, as SRN's Rich Thomason explains.
Oil companies plan a big increase in drilling activity this year in a shale formation in southwest Mississippi and Louisiana. They're trying to extract oil from the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale, which one study says could hold 7 billion barrels. Louisiana and Mississippi are trying to spur the activity through tax breaks.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The World Bank has postponed a $90 million loan to Uganda over its homosexual law that has drawn widespread criticism from Western governments, including the United States. A bank spokesman said the loan was intended to help the East African nation strengthen its health care system. He said the bank division that lends to the private sector wants to ensure that the development's objectives in the project would not be adversely affected. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lundebach. Good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning. It is the 28th of February, the last day, Savannah. You let this month get by us right here. What did you do?
February's gone.
Well, you know what? You were too busy watching the spotted owl, weren't you? Out there, the one that was here in town. Oh, and you know what? Our next guest, I just have to talk to him about that one. But you know, we have Susan Eastman here from our Wells Fargo Advisors who's getting ready to give us the latest about what's happening in Wall Street. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 77 points at 16,349. The S&P 500 is positive 11 points at 1865. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 10 points at 4,329. Some of the day's biggest movers, Bank of America down a penny at 1648. JCPenney off 17 cents, trading at $7.30. Citigroup off a nickel at 48.64. For local stocks of interest, Target up $1.14 at $61.81, Safeway positive 40 cents at $37.71, and Best Buy up $1.23 at $26.80. For commodities, gold is down $6.10 an ounce at $1,325.70, silver off 8 cents at $21.26, and crude oil up 29 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you.
Hey, Susan. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here in the morning. You know, they are up at 4:30 in the morning talking back east to see what's going on, and they are the people to go to. If you've got any questions at all about your retirement, about investments, they're your neighbors. You can trust them. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive.
And we had Susan on this week, and we're going to start doing a regular series here with some of the Wells Fargo advisors about you know, who they are, backstory about who they are, so you know who you're investing with. And I know we're in trying times right now with, you know, volatile markets and such, and so you want to be able to know who can I trust my future with. And retirement is changing, and the way that we thought it was going to be 15 years ago is different today. Speaking of today. Well, if you're just joining us, good morning, and how are you on this beautiful Friday? Currently 50 degrees. We're going to be 90% chance of rain today with temperatures around 54. Showers likely tonight, 70%. And again, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're locally owned, family operated. Give them a call at 547-3943 for your propane and gas needs.
Tonight, at, or today is the end of the month, so at our friends at Classic Cafe, had their international dinner tonight with, chicken cacciatore, Corella shrimp curry, meatloaf, beef enchiladas, liver and onions, Jagger schnitzel. I could tell you all of this stuff. I can read all of this in German. I don't understand a word
you
about it.
You will like it.
Fisfinnenbraten, you show up, we give it to you. Hand-cut New York steak and dessert. All of this tonight at the Classic Cafe. I tell you what, you can't say enough about.
Well, what you love about them is that they support the veterans. It's the veterans, memorabilia all over the walls. They are, an amazing sister. I call them the sister act, okay?
They just are really good people.
Oh, go check out Support Local. There you go.
That's right, Classic Cafe. Our guest today from Sierra Pacific Industries is Mark Palicki, the Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
You know what? I'm a little concerned here, Mark. A little concerned about the fact that we have the spotted owl in our inside Redding here. And I realize it being a protected species, and I was telling Savannah that I understand they're going to put they're putting a police cordon for 1,000 yards around the area where it was, and they're going to yellow tape it out, and you can't start any engines, you can't drive by it, you can't talk loudly, and that no TV is, you know.
Well, that's not true, but it's not too different than what we have to deal with in the forest.
What do you have to deal with in the forest?
Well, of course, the spotted owl is a listed species under the Federal Endangered Species Act. It's being considered as an endangered species or a threatened species under the State Endangered Species Act as well. It hasn't been determined, but it's been since the early 1990s on the federal act, and you have to protect it. You can't take the spotted owl. Take is a defined term, and means you can't kill it, but you also cannot take its habitat. So it's very complicated law that we have to deal with. And we have, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, we have lots of spotted owls on our land. And they are reproducing. We have the same number of pairs on our land that we had approximately 20 years ago because we track them, we ban them, and we watch their movement, that sort of thing, and their reproduction. And so they're doing quite well on our managed forest lands. And to find one in Redding is a little unusual. I have to say that I've not seen one before, but in this area. But you never know. Maybe. And one of the problems they're having is they're being pushed out of their habitat by the barred owl. It's B-A-R-R-E-D, which is a larger owl that has moved into the spotted owl habitat. And it's killing the owls, the spotted owls, and it's also taking up their nests and that sort of thing.
It's forcing them out of the area because they're a much more aggressive species, I guess.
Right.
And so now the state of California is now putting a hunting season on barred owls.
Well, the federal government is undertaking a program of actually shooting some barred owls in some areas as an experiment to see whether the spotted owls, return. Because what happens when a barred owl moves into a territory where there's known spotted owls, biologists go out and the way they find spotted owls is they call them, and they have ways of hooting at night, and it's kind of a strange thing. But they
like
go out.
People who do ducks and geese. And
but they do it in the middle of the night. And the owls call back when they hear somebody calling. They think it's another owl.
Yeah.
Well, when there's a barred owl in the area, they will not. And you go out and hoot. It's called hooting. Mm-hmm. A biologist goes out and hoots for a spotted owl. They won't return the call because they're afraid that the barred owl will then know where they are and come and kill them.
Okay.
But as soon as the barred owls are removed from an area by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, then you go out and call again for the spotted owls, and sure enough, they'll return the call if they know
really?
The barred owl is gone, yeah.
So they will not call out, which means they can't find other little owls because they're afraid the barred owl will come out and take them.
That's very disruptive.
Yeah. Wow.
Our guest this morning is Mark Palicki, and he is the Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability with Sierra Pacific Industries, so you're definitely in the know. Tell us how you got involved with, how long have you been with Sierra Pacific?
Well, I've been on staff for 7 years now here in Redding, and I work in the main office in Anderson. I was a contract lobbyist for the company in Sacramento for about 4 years prior to that. And for probably 25 years prior to that, I worked in federal government affairs for the wood products industry in the West and also in Washington, D.C. So originally I was a forester, but early on in my career, I somehow took a turn and decided I was interested in public policy development. I wanted to know who develops public policy, how is that done, where is that done, why is it done the way it is. So I got very interested in that, yeah, and I moved my career into that that track in the late 1970s, actually.
Wow, a good time, too, when things move differently.
Yeah. quite different.
Hey, our guest is Mark Palicki from Sierra Pacific Industries. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. If you have any questions for Mark, give us a call, 605-4567. The time is 8:15 in the morning. It's 50 degrees, and it's the last day in February. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, "I want to be a better me"? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:18 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining tomorrow. We need the rain. Southern California is wishing they didn't have as much rain since they're starting to have mudslides down there, because they had the fires, and we're going to talk about fires and how that affects us here with our guest. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health, diet. They have raw and organic foods. They have about everything you could possibly want to see and buy there at Orchard Nutrition's and Amazing Foods for Life, which is a gluten-free, gluten-free mix that you can easily fix for your family early in the morning, but they send them off to school and with a healthy, tasty meal that's gluten-free. Orchard Nutrition is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Our guest this morning is Mark Palicki. How do you say that?
Palicki.
You're making this too hard. This is not Hawaiian.
I know.
Okay. You see, Palicki. Okay.
Well, I was trying to make the W, sound the W. Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability at Sierra Pacific Industries. Thanks for being here with us this morning.
Glad to be here with you.
Well, you know what? Sierra Pacific plays a big part in our community. Yeah, well, a big part in our Northern California here. And the fact is the, and people a lot of times don't realize what all the things that you all do for us. And when I say us being the generic us up here, just besides jobs and everything else. But one of the things that we were just talking about before the break was all the water we've got. And then the problem they're having, I mean, the rains we're having, the problems they're having down in Southern California because they've had fires and there's no way to hold the, water from, from heading straight down the hills. And now they've got mudslides. Responsible logging has a lot to do with helping our watersheds and preventing things like this and these fires.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just in general, forested areas are protective of watersheds. But also you can manage those forests when you're have a forested watershed. You can cut trees. We have regulations in place that protect water quality. So when we're harvesting trees in California or other states, whether it's on private or federal land, you have to follow strict regulations to protect water quality. There are many other regulations you have to follow, like for wildlife protection. We talked about the spotted owl earlier and that sort of thing. Archaeological protection. There are numerous things that have to be protected under state and federal law. So all of that occurs. But notwithstanding that, you still can have fires. You can have forest fires anywhere, whether it's a managed forest or an unmanaged forest. We feel that managed forests are less prone to wildfire. That's why we're always encouraging people to thin their forests and keep them healthy. Because when we have these drought conditions like we've had for the last few years, you know, the trees get weak and they start dying and bugs attack them and it gets greater area that every year that gets that dies due to the insect attacks and that sort of thing. And so then they're very prone to fire, and when we have that kind of situation, it's devastating to a forest. It's devastating to the trees, to the wildlife, water quality, that sort of thing. And when we have a fire, we take steps to make sure that the environment is protected when we harvest the trees after they're killed. And that's one thing a lot of people don't know, is that when we have a fire, like we had the Ponderosa fire here a couple years ago near Redding, we can harvest those trees even though they're burned and they're dead. If you get them within a year to 2 years after they're killed by the fire, you still get a lot of valuable wood out of them.
Can I break in just for a second here? Because I think this is a really an important point. A lot of people don't realize that after the fire goes through, there's still a lot of salvageable timber in there that you can take down. But it's got to be done within a year or two. And that kind of leads, as we go on down here, to a few other questions about how hard is it to get that permit to do the logging. But okay, after the fire's in there, so we still have valuable timber, right. And the watersheds, everything is hit. Plus the amount of carbon that's released at one time into the atmosphere is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tremendous. If you just like look at the smoke, you'll see it's just full of CO2 that goes up in the atmosphere that no one wants to see. And there's really, a lot of times there's no, it can be reduced by properly managed forests. And we, like I say, when we have a fire, we'll salvage the timber and we'll get the logs out and get to the mill, and we'll replant if it's on our land or another private landowner's land. We'll replant and getting new forests going for the future. If you don't do that, if you just let the trees stand and don't harvest them, what happens is that brush will come back in. And you'll have a long period of time before new trees get started, because the brush will come in and quickly outcompete the new any trees, that seedlings that might fall. So you need to harvest and replant We do a thing called contour tilling on the soil, where we actually till the soil to trap water from moving downhill. It turns over the hardened soil from the fire and softens it up, so it makes it easier to catch the water and to have a place to plant the trees. So we do these activities to make sure we have a forest for the future. Now, we make a lot of investments that we'll never see the return on, because it'll be, you know, the
20 years down the road.
Oh, no, much further than that.
Oh,
you know,
really?
80 years down the road.
Oh, okay.
So the grandchildren of our owners, you know, or their children will see that. But nevertheless, our companies like Sierra Pacific will plant those areas, because it's the right thing to do.
When you say a properly managed, forest, can you give your definition of that?
Well, it varies depending on where you are. You know, if you just let a forest grow, it's going to be like your garden. You know, it's going to get weeded in. It's going to be overgrown. It's going to be what we call overstocked, too many trees growing on a certain area. And when you have that kind of situation, it's ripe for wildfire. It's just too stocked. And when you have a drought situation, they all dry out. They're competing for a limited all the brush, the trees, are competing for a limited amount of water, and they start dying. The weaker ones start dying. That's when the insects come in. That's when they're prone for fire. So thinning might be where you're cutting some trees out when you to make room for others, so the ones that are standing are still healthy. We use different techniques for different areas. We use even age management a lot, which a lot of people don't like. But when we use even age management, it's the right kind of prescription. It's called silviculture, the forestry prescription for certain types of trees like pine. Pine doesn't grow in the shade. It needs open sunlight. And so if you do selective logging where you have a lot of pine, you're going to get a different species growing there than the pine. So we use even age management in the areas where we have pine, so we can get pine coming back.
You know, I've seen photos of land right up here in Northern California from 1900. And it shows the trees, and there's like almost like park-like settings, because there's nothing in, there's none of the grass or none of the bushes, small trees are there. You can walk through; they're beautiful. And then is it showing as time goes through, and people were not allowed to thin in this now, just what you were talking about. Everything starts growing there, and then everything becomes weak until finally you've got an overgrown area there you can't walk through. And let's talk about that, about when it's like that, when we said ripe for fire. When you have this kind of combustible material, the trees are dying because there's not enough water, there's not enough, you know, enough sunlight. You've got a recipe there for when that fire starts. I mean, are they worse now? The fire's worse now than they were 20 years ago.
Yeah, there's statistics on that show that the fires are larger and hotter than they were in the past. And that's due to the overcrowded forest, that condition that you have. A lot of it, you know, you look at federal land, and There have been significant reductions in the timber management on federal lands in California. In fact, there's been about a 90% reduction from what it used to be in timber harvesting. So you see a lot of overgrown federal forests. Now, we're not talking about
90% of so 90% of the people are federal forest. The timber management there, timber cutting has been cut. I mean, it's gone. 90%.
Yeah.
Wow.
80 to 90%, depending on where the forest is.
Sure.
And so there are different management objectives for the national forest than we have on private land. They manage for multiple uses, recreation, that sort of thing. But those types of things have taken emphasis over timber harvesting. And as a result, many mills have closed in California. There were mills that used to buy that federal timber, including some of ours, that are now closed because the federal timber is gone. And it's not being sold to the capacity that it used to be. And I think over 80 sawmills have closed in California since 1990. So
80 sawmills in California since 1990.
Yeah, a lot of jobs have just gone away.
Just disappeared.
Yeah.
I know that Weaverville, for a long time, and somebody was telling me up there that owned the stores, I think, up there, Linda and I were talking to, that when the timber industry was there, it was great. The people were buying TVs, they were buying boats, they were buying, people were living well up there, and then they're all gone. And then the severe impact that's had on every community that had, you know, logging as part of their, financial well-being.
Yeah, it was one of the, what we call dependent communities on federal timber. There's still a mill in Weaverville, family-owned business.
Right.
Our closest mill is here in Anderson in Shasta Lake City. And we we buy timber, and we have our own timber in that area too that we bring down to these mills.
You know, we talked about the federal land, how 80 to 90% of the logging has stopped. Let's take a quick break now, and we come back. I'd like to talk about the process of being able to manage your own property. That, you know, to be able to do timber harvest on your own property.
Sure.
Privately owned property.
Yep, glad to.
All right, we'll be right back. Mark Palicki is our guest, who is the Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability for Sierra Pacific Industries. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
This week, Fred Kelly Grant joins us for a full update on his coordination system between federal agencies and local governments in order to protect Americans' private property rights. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. Yes, it's Friday. The time is 8:32 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees out there. The weather rock is wet, so I assume it means it's raining. It'll continue to rain the next couple of days. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold is right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And an announcement that the second annual banquet and fundraiser for the Sovereign Minds and We the People is going to be a week from tomorrow. It's going to be on the 8th of March at Wind River Casino. It's going to start at 4:30. Congressman LaMoff is going to be there. Sheriff John Lopey will be there. State of Jefferson people will be there, all as guest speakers for that evening. There'll be a huge raffle with all types of great things that people love to have here in the North State, like guns. And the, and of course, dinner. You can, sponsor a table for $400 for 8 people. Couples are 50 and singles are 30. All this next Saturday on the 8th. Give a call to, Jonesport, 222-3223 or North State Consultants, 221-0101. Our guest is Mark Palicki, who is the Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability for Sierra Pacific Industries. And it's been interesting listening to what's going on here. We started out by talking about the spotted owl, since one was spotted here. Spotted here, get it? Savannah. Savannah's still mad at me because I had her believing the fact that the police had put a 1,000-yard cordon around the place, so because it was a spotted owl. Because Savannah just trust me, and I, you know what? I've let you down, haven't
trust,
I? It's
trust,
just gone.
Carl.
Just gone, right? Yeah. If there's truth, there should be no lies, right? I'm sorry. We talked about that, how the barred owl is moving into property, how responsible logging can save us a lot of, you know, save a lot of forest, and how the, with the forest overgrown as they are in many cases, the fires are a lot hotter and much more destructive and harder to fight, too. We didn't even get into that part about how hard they are to fight and how dangerous they are. And then we were talking with Mark about, land and responsible logging and, forest management. But, it's one thing for the feds to stop 80 to 90% of their logging. But for you all on private property, they don't make it easy either.
Well, no. California has the strictest forest practice regulations in the country for private lands. So in order to harvest timber on private lands in California, you need to get a permit from state agencies. And it's an environmental document and a permit at the same time. So when we're going to harvest timber on our land, we do about 50 of these permits a year on our land, 50 mm-hmm. to 60. And we spend an average of about $40,000 putting together each permit. It takes about a year for us to put together, and then it takes 6 months to a year for the state to approve that and permit. And when they look at it, you submit it to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, and they also have what they call a review team of folks from Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Geological Survey and water quality control boards as well, and they all look at these permits and from their perspective, does the plan timber harvesting protect water quality? Does it protect archaeological sites? Does it protect wildlife habitat? Those kind of things, and we have to do that in these in the timber harvest permit process. So, all those environmental constraints are met, and when we do that, we mitigate for anything that we might have an impact on, and we then get approval for the permit.
Now, this isn't an easy process, and it's an expensive process.
Yeah, as I said, on average, it's about $40,000 per permit. We do 50 to 60 of them a year on our lands, and others do as well on their lands.
Now, so you meet the government's requirements, but then you can have people, environmentalists, do they start fighting it at this point, too?
There's a public comment period on every permit, and it's called the Timber Harvesting Plan, THP, we call it. It's the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection is the lead agency. So we submit them to this it's called CAL FIRE. We submit them to CAL FIRE, and the public can comment on them. And the department looks at the comments, and if something has not been addressed by their own people, then they will go out and address that issue and then make sure it's been addressed in the plan. And then assuming that all goes well, then you get the permit approved. And it's good now. It was 3 years before, but now it's up to 5 years for a permit before it's expired. And we harvest during that period. Okay. And then we reforest. And that's sort of
okay, so from the time it begins to the time it ends, it could be a couple years.
Yeah.
And it's good for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's an expensive process.
Yes.
And this is on your own land.
On our own land. Exactly.
We've been to, once the timber's harvested, we've been to your, been to the plant in Anderson. Very, very impressive. If you haven't, I don't know if you give tours down there, but, we were able to go through, and I was totally amazed at a number of things, is that once the timber gets there, everything's used. Is there anything that's not used?
No, we use everything. Yeah. When a log is brought in, we bring it into the log deck, and it's scaled and measured, so we know what species and how much volume of wood it has and that sort of thing. And it's cut into lumber in the sawmill. And the sawmills now are much different than they were some years ago. They're all computer-driven, every log is scanned to get the most product out of it. Or we program the computers for the kind of wood, the dimensions of wood we want to get out of it, 2x4 or 2x8 or whatever it is that we want to produce at that day. And we program the computer to maximize that. And then it produces the lumber. The byproducts, the chips, the sawdust, all that sort of thing, all get used. So the bark gets, we pull off the log, and that gets sold as walk-on bark. So you might end up seeing it in your home center store in a bag, and that might have come from one of our mills. The lower grade wood sawdust and that sort of thing goes into our electric power plant. We produce electricity. It's renewable power because it comes from wood.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that in a couple minutes. Also about this and about a renewable asset we have here. The thing I noticed was that the machinery that you have there has a man sitting there on the, you know, where the log comes in, and it's got the initial cuts there, and a computer, you know, shows the blade which way to go. But he can override that a little bit if he's looking at the log, because this is where it, you know, his expertise comes in. He can override that a little bit and change the angle. But that's like, you see, he's the first person I saw besides the ones that brought, you know, that had the high carrier over that brought it down. Then he was there. And then, as you said, they start cutting, you know, in the different lengths and for the different types of wood. I was surprised at how few people that I saw there.
Right, right. In all mills in the North America now are like that pretty much. You have to be efficient to be competitive anymore. If you're not very efficient, if you're not on cutting edge, so to speak, you are, you're not going to be in business very long. And our company, Sierra Pacific, has not only stayed in business, but we've grown. You know, we have actually built new sawmills where other people are closing them. And that's due to the owner's long-term investment, strategy that they have in this business.
Well, he also, and Red also, from what I understand, Mr. Emerson also, designed a lot of these machines that are happening, that you're using right now.
Yeah, we have our own fabrication shop. We build almost all of our own equipment for these sawmills, for all of our sawmills. And, you know, I tell people working for Red Emerson, is kind of like, in the timber industry, in the sawmill industry, like, kind of like working for Henry Ford directly.
I guess it is, because he is such an innovator and been an innovator for so long.
Yeah, he really is.
In everything he does. In fact, you know, everybody said that, is that, wow, you know, look at this piece of equipment, look what it's doing. Oh yeah, well, Red, he was looking at it one day, and he said, well, we can do this. So it was, it's amazing. But, you know, to have, you know, but I guess, the Henry Ford of the timber industry. I guess that would be a good way of describing him.
Yeah, very innovative.
Now, you mentioned it earlier. Let's talk about sustainable energy, and by using everything that can't be, you know, that you can't use to build something with, goes back into can be burnt in your and provide electrical power. Can we talk about that?
Well, sure. Yeah. What happens is the lower grade wood chips and sawdust that come off the log go into a conveyor and then go into a boiler, and we'll burn the wood chips, wood fiber, and heat water to make steam, and we have a turbine to make electricity, and we sell. We have seven of these plants associated with sawmills. One right here in Anderson is a very small one. We produce enough electricity at Anderson to just run the sawmill, but we want to build a bigger plant there so the extra can be sold into the grid. And at other plants that we have, we do sell electricity into the grid greater than the amount that we use to run our own operation. And so it's considered renewable power by the state, and it helps the state meet its goals for renewable power. It's the U.S. EPA and the state EPA have declared these power plants to be carbon neutral, because the way the fuel was created in the beginning, it was pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere when the tree grew, and it's just returning the same amount back to the atmosphere. So they're carbon neutral from that standpoint. So they're a real good way to use the byproducts from the mill. And so what we want to do now in Anderson is we want to build a bigger plant. We have enough wood fiber to build a bigger plant than we have, and we've been going through that permitting process for several years now, and I think we're near the end of it, but we're not quite there yet.
Well, what we're talking about is, you know, since 20% by the year 2020
right.
has to be by renewable assets, and they don't count hydraulic. Or not
hydraulic,
but hydroelectric.
It's actually
30%. You're right. I'm sorry. 30% by 2020 has to be by renewable assets and not counting hydroelectric in there, which, you know, frankly, I don't understand that one either. But, you know, there's a lot of things Sacramento does that I don't understand. But this would be a way. Couldn't we count this?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, that's what I would think.
Yeah. Not only that, but one of the things about biomass power is it's 24/7. So it's considered part of the base load. So, you know, we don't shut these plants down except for maintenance periodically, which is scheduled. But so if you look at compared to solar and wind, those are also good renewable power, but they only produce when the sun is shining or when the wind's blowing. We are 24/7.
Plus you have to build all the infrastructure that goes along with that.
Right, and we have to pay for the fuel.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, because when it's not going, you've still got to have plants up to take the load when the sun doesn't shine
exactly.
that week.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, yeah. Anyway, another great idea we've had. But the biomass to me is a good idea because we can use this to, the idea is to also thin out these forests
right.
to help prevent the fires being as bad as they are. And also, you know, the watersheds, saving water since water has become such a big problem here.
Right.
I don't understand what, and probably because I'm not an environmentalist in that sense of the word. You know, being that you can't cut anything or touch anything, I don't understand where the problem is in doing something like this.
Yeah, particularly when you look at all the environmental protection measures we have in this state. So, yeah, we feel very comfortable with what we're doing in the wood products industry and in protecting the environment as we move forward. And we've been doing it for a lot of years, and we hope to do it for a lot longer.
Our guest is Mark Palicki, who is the Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability for Sierra Pacific Industries. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. He's a firearm dealer of choice, our firearm dealer of choice, when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmiths work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani spends a lot of time there making sure his customers are getting great deals. He has plenty of ammo and guns. He needs everything that his customer needs in stock and at very, very fair prices. That's Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's 8:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It's 8:48 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day and tomorrow. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go to Leonard if you're looking for anything in estate jewelry, loose diamonds, loose stones. He has it. Very fair prices. He's honest. He will give you his best price on anything he has in the store, and he will tell you the truth. If you've got something in there that you want to bring in and for him to look at, only trained watch repairman in Reading is right there in Four Winds Jewelry, Jim. So stop on by. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, we've got something coming here on the,
absolutely. We're going to get to our phone call in just a minute with question, for our guest. But we wanted to share with you once again that we're kind of on our, almost sold out, encouraging you to come with us August 15th as we sell the British Isles. We're going to the military tattoo. We've got tickets. Now, what are you going to say? Tattoo people go, what are you talking about? It's not like a tattoo festival. Well, no, this is like pomp and circumstance with the Scottish drums and pipes, and it's fantastic. So we secured tickets for that. We're going to walk the beaches of Normandy. We are encouraging all the veterans to come join us. If you've got a father or a grandfather who served in Normandy, we're going to be doing, again, the tribute to the beaches there. Salute to Veterans Cruise through Avanti Travel. Give them a call at 244-1400. We're booking now, and there's a few cabins left, so please come join us.
Our guest is Mark Palicki, who is the Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability with Sierra Pacific Industries. We've been talking about the lumber industry. Let's go to the phones. Tim, good morning.
Morning. I have a question for Mark. One comment first. I met Red Emerson. He's a really heck of a nice guy, but my questions are, how small of an acreage will you guys log for a private person? And if you do, who do you talk to?
Well, certainly we buy timber from small landowners all over Northern California. And so what you need to do is, if you have a parcel of land that has mature timber on it, you would talk to one of our foresters. If you want to get a hold of me at my office, I can tell, depending on where you are located, I can tell you where the nearest office is where our forester would be for your property. And we would send them out, and they would look at it, and they would give you an assessment of what it would take to harvest that timber, the kind of permits needed, and how much we would pay for that timber.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tim?
Yeah.
You need a phone number or
Yeah, 530-378-8000 and ask for Mark Palicki, and I'll guide you to the right forester.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Tim. Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish.
How are you doing, Trish?
You're on with Mark Palicki and Linda and Carl.
Good morning, Carl and Mark and Linda.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Look, you're on.
And I've been listening, and I wanted to just say that great information this morning, but I wanted to remind everybody, it's the first Sunday of the month, and we have the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, 8 to 11.
Well, you know what? You absolutely do. And it's a great, it's a great breakfast.
It is a great breakfast.
Yeah.
You have your choice of food, great company, and you need to come down and join us.
Not only that, but if you do it just right, Mark will be down there showing you how to do some logging down there, you know?
Well, exactly.
Okay, Trish.
Sister in Anderson.
That's right. Sunday mornings.
That's exactly right. The Frontier Senior Center is behind the New Tech High School in Anderson, and we'll be there from 8 to 11. Come see us.
Okay, Trish. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, our guest again, Mark Palicki. I told Trish to call in this morning, from Sierra Pacific Industries, who's the director of corporate affairs and sustainability. Okay, the lumber market. Mm-hmm. Good news, huh?
Yeah, well, it's been gradually increasing in the U.S., the last few years. You know, we had a tremendous downturn, the worst downturn this industry's ever seen. And much of our demand for lumber in this country is generated by housing starts and repair and remodel as well. But housing starts are really the predominant use of wood products. And so we've seen a gradual increase the last couple of years in housing starts and gradual increases in lumber demand at the same time. So we're pleased with that. We think 2014 will be a slightly better year than 2013. So we're optimistic about the future.
When the logging conference was here, we were talking to somebody, and they said the Chinese are buying lots.
Yes, they do. They buy lots of lumber, but they also buy quite a bit of log volume too. We don't export logs. We manufacture our own logs into lumber, mm-hmm. but others in the Northwest, particularly Washington State, export logs, and they have numerous small sawmills in China, 2-3-4 person sawmills that run a very small volume, but they employ a lot of people. And they cut a lot of their own lumber there.
So our guest is Mark Palicki. I'd like to ask, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Well, number one, it's working for a great family and of owners, the Emersons. And number two, just to see the investment in the land for the future. We manage these lands. We try to create healthy conditions on the forest. We're really looking to the future. We're always, you know, planning for what's going to happen next. And so that's, you know, it's just part of what the owner's mentality is, that they don't live for today. They invest for tomorrow.
And we're talking about a lot of land here too.
Yeah. Sierra Pacific has about 1.65 million acres of timberland in California and about 200 and some thousand in Washington State. We expanded into Washington State in the early 2000s. We have three sawmills up there now. I think we're the largest lumber producer in the state of Washington now with those three sawmills. So we operate in two different states.
Are there career opportunities with Sierra Pacific?
Yeah, if folks want to look at our website, we have a jobs page it's by every mill. You know, we get quite a few. We're hiring now in different locations, depending on where the mill is. But we've been gradually increasing our employment. We had to lay off quite a few during the downturn of 07, 08, and 09, but we're hiring a lot of them back now. We're up to about 3,900 total employees now, and about 3,300 of those are in California.
We've got about 4 minutes left here. So the future of the timber industry.
Well, it depends on where you're talking about. You mean the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Yeah, in the U.S. Well, I think the demand for lumber is going to be there, and so there's going to be a demand for an industry here. We compete very hard with other regions of the nation, you know, the Southeast and the Northwest. We're very optimistic that we can compete. We've invested in mills that are very efficient. We think that everyone else has done that too, and if they haven't, they're pretty much out of business now. So I think what's happened is that during the downturn, numerous mills closed, and for a number of reasons. There was reductions in timber supply, but there was also a reduction in demand for lumber. And so we now are in rough balance of supply and demand. With even though so many mills have closed, there's lower demand, generally speaking, than there was, you know, six, seven years ago. So it's roughly in balance. But as the demand for lumber grows, as housing starts to grow, you know, sooner or later, Junior's going to have to move out of the basement, and he's going to need a home of his own. And when he does, we're going to be there with the lumber too.
I have a question, and I know this may sound really.
You're right.
This may sound really, I don't know, ignorant, but if I wanted to build a fence and I wanted to know that my wood was a local, where would I go?
Well, you could ask for it. You could, If you go to your home center store, you could ask for, you know, California-grown wood, or a lot of times it's labeled. You know, you'll see our label or another manufacturer's label. It usually is, in fact, where the wood, you know, who the manufacturer was. So, and all of our lumber is third-party certified under an independent certification program called the Sustainable Forestry Initiative. So when people buy that wood, they know that not only have we met stringent forest practice regulations, but we've been audited by a third party to say that we are sustainable.
That's cool.
Well, that tells us then, well, that was a good question, because now if you see our logo of Sierra Pacific Industries on it, that, it's been looked at.
Yes.
Several times.
A lot has gone into that board.
There is no spotted owl feathers in this board right here.
No, no. In fact, we've protected those owls.
As well, we, you know what,
without you all, spotted owls would probably be in a lot of trouble.
Well, they have a lot of their forested areas would be burning, unfortunately, and that's not good for anything. It's not good for wildlife. If it's not,
they are burning.
Yeah, numerous. This didn't come out very much in the press, but at the Rim Fire down by Yosemite, the over 40 spotted owl habitat areas burned up in that Rim Fire down there by Yosemite.
Responsible logging tells me is that one, it helps control wildfires. It does a lot for the water. And water consumption, because all the trees that are sucking up water that right. could not be there. It could be used as biomass for sustainable, renewable electricity 24/7. To me, it's something that we need to get you all have gotten your arms around it. Right. Other people need to get their arms around it now.
Yeah, I think people demand lumber. We don't just cut logs into lumber because we enjoy doing that. It's because there's a demand for lumber. And wood is the best building product there is, particularly for residential uses, but also in a number of commercial uses as well. It's obviously a green product. It's renewable. It stores carbon. It pulls carbon dioxide out of the air as it grows. It's just a tremendous building material.
Well, you know what? We've really enjoyed, Mark, thanks a lot for coming by. Mark Palicki, who is Director of Corporate Affairs and Sustainability for Sierra Pacific Industries. You know what? When you stop by, you've always got lots of information here and a lot of things that people rely on around here from Sierra Pacific.
Thanks, yeah. Mark.
So thank you very much. Carl and Linda Bott, it's on Monday we have Enjoy Magazine with us.
The beginning of March.
That's right.
Right.
And also Monday we'll publish pictures of what we went in as in the Rancheria's the community event they're having Saturday.
Yep.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A defiant Viktor Yanukovych vows to keep fighting for the future of Ukraine. The fugitive Ukrainian president, now in southern Russia and heard through a translator, insists that he is not asking Moscow to send troops into Ukraine.
Any military action is unacceptable under such circumstances, and I have no intention to ask for military support.
Ukraine accuses Russia of carrying out a military invasion and occupation. Russian troops have taken up positions around a Coast Guard base and two airports on the Crimean Peninsula. NATO says a roadside bomb has killed one of its service members in southern Afghanistan. There's been no word on the victim's nationality. When it rains, it pours, and that certainly applies to drought-stricken parts of California, where the rain has been falling so hard and fast, there are concerns about possible flooding and mudslides. And even if the